okay not to feel ready. I know a huge part of Rose's coming out story was that she accepted she was gay, but didn't tell people right away. She was just content understanding that that was who she was. Then, later, she decided to tell people who were close friends, who she felt had earned the privilege. Unfortunately, I can't predict how the people you come out to will react. I also know that although close family and friends are the people we focus on coming out to, further down the line, you will continue to come out. I've had to tell doctors and nurses. Introduce Rose to friends and family. It's okay, you get used to it. But let's get back to the basics. Step 4. Telling your friends and family. I always tell people that if your friends don't like you because of your sexuality, then they're not really your friends. But what if you get a negative reaction from your family? Trust me, I completely understand the feeling of family rejection. During the writing of this book, my stepfather of 20 years cut off all contact with me. You know you're living life right when you lose not one but two father figures. No, but seriously. The fear of your family, the people you love and cherish, rejecting you is awful. So let's take a look at some examples to put your mind at ease. Case study number 1. Rose's mum. It took Rose's mum a little time to come to terms with having a gay daughter and also to accept me into the family. Despite her reservations, she never stopped loving Rose. And despite her rocky beginning, she now proudly tells everyone that Rose is gay and that I am her daughter-in-law. It's all about how we choose to communicate. We should always try to understand where the other person is coming from. It'll often be the case that any negativity actually comes from concern. What this case study shows is that even in the event of an initial negative response, things always have a chance of getting better with time, patience, and understanding. Remember, you've had time to come to terms with your sexuality, while your parents or family members have not. Just as you needed to think things through and accept yourself, so might they. There are things they might be worried about, like whether you'll be discriminated against now that you're out, or whether it will affect your chances of getting a job. Rose's mum was worried about how Rose being gay would affect her chances in life, and that concern came from a place of love. Case study number 2. My mum. My mum, without meaning to, totally erased my bisexuality and made me feel pretty stupid, naive, and small. Luckily, I'm a strong person who had inner self-confidence to see me through, but I realized that not everyone could be so self-assured, and one knockback could seriously damage your confidence. I told my mum I was bisexual at the ripe old age of 14, and I can remember exactly what happened. She was in the kitchen, busy making food, and she refused to make eye contact and totally dismissed it. I felt extremely embarrassed and cringed when I said the word bisexual. The whole thing was painfully awkward. I wish I had the opportunity to relive it differently. Years and years passed, and I continued knowing I was bisexual and experimented with girls and boys. As I sat in Malvern Spa with my mum, I decided to tell her that I had a date with a girl called Rose who was a lesbian. Mum didn't bat an eyelid. Maybe she trusted what I said now that I was older, even though nothing had changed and I was still bisexual. Maybe she had evolved and learned more about bisexuality. Or maybe, because she was chilling in a relaxed environment, she had more headspace to digest it and react better. Who knows? Whatever happened, it was positive, and she accepted Rose with open arms. She's never said anything ignorant or ill-informed, nor has she questioned my sexuality since. For many people, it just takes a little time to get on board. Allow them that, because it doesn't mean they love you any less. Case study 3. My granddad. My mum had told me not to tell my granddad I was bisexual, and I think it was simply because it was the early days of dating Rose, and my mum had no idea we would end up getting married. I could have ended up with a man, so she saw no point in telling him. It did make me concerned about his reaction, though. When my relationship with Rose began to get serious, I started bringing her to family occasions. Someone eventually told him, and he surprised me by being totally cool with it. He always asks after Rose. He came to our wedding. He shook Rose's dad's hand, and he even helped feed our cats while we were getting ready for the big day. Don't underestimate people. Don't judge them if you don't wish to be judged. Even people from a different generation who are possibly predisposed to a different mindset can get on board. Case study 4. Being outed. I hate having to talk about this because I see it as one of the worst offences. Being outed is probably one of the most traumatic things anyone can experience. Not only do we have something so personal to share, but having someone do it without our approval can be unbelievably damaging. It's so important to come out when you're ready. It's a decision that should only ever be made by you. But when we have a secret so important to us which we hold dear, unfortunately, it can be seen as ammunition by others. Some people may consider it merely hot gossip, but either way, it's not their secret to tell. I experienced being outed by my brother, who I don't believe did it to intentionally cause harm. He did it because he didn't realize that my sexuality is my right to share with the people I decide to tell. He went to a family gathering on my dad's side and I came up in conversation. Aunties and uncles were naturally asking after me and my brother told them that I was in a relationship with Rose. I was not happy. In fact, reading about it is making me angry again, lol. My father doesn't have a relationship with me, so I didn't feel it was his business to know who I was having relationships with. I didn't want him knowing my sexuality because I don't feel he has a right to judge me. He is not involved in my life. I don't care for his approval or disapproval. I was really angry that a bunch of people I barely knew had been told this information without my consent. But my brother didn't mean to betray my confidences. In fact, he was probably proud of me and felt like there wasn't anything to hide. Some people get outed in much worse ways. Rumors spread around school, being outed to your immediate family. It's a frustrating and unfair situation. All I can suggest you do is tell only those you trust the most and explain that it is your right to decide how many and which people you would like to tell.
Why is society still so annoying about it?
I know, right? Come on, society, haven't you read chapter 6 yet? Although society has a long way to go, I've seen major improvements. More people are getting clued up about this stuff. More and more people are coming out. All you can do is love yourself and trust your gut. The positive side of the situation is that you might have a wonderful coming out process. Your friends and family might be completely understanding and supportive. Yes, there's a possibility that it won't go quite as smoothly as you'd hoped, but all we can do is gently educate and inform and continue to be true to ourselves. Ditch friends who contribute to any negativity unless you can educate them to think otherwise. Remember, you are a wonderful, unique person and you deserve the same treatment as everyone else.
But the thing is, you say all this stuff about bisexuals, but the one time I dated a bisexual, they cheated on me and broke my heart.
That person didn't break your heart because they were bisexual, they broke your heart because they're a heartbreaker. If you really think bisexuals are responsible for all the heartbreak in the world, tell me, how come your other relationships didn't work out? Is your mum bisexual? Is that the reason your parents got divorced? Come on, even I can figure this stuff out, and I think the moon is a conspiracy theory.
Okay, maybe you've got a point. So what now?
Try to be less judgmental. Let people identify as whatever sexuality or gender they're comfortable with. Don't question everyone else's reasoning for what they do in their own life. Take a chill pill. If you don't understand that reference, it's because I'm old and that's what we used to say in the 90s.
Okay, cool. Can you name some famous bisexuals that I can look up to and adore?
Evan Rachel Wood, Lady Gaga, Lauren Jauregui, Michelle Rodriguez, Cynthia Nixon, amongst countless others.
Wait, one more thing. Does your wife not get really sick of you talking about men all the time?
Rose gets jealous when I talk about guys, but that's our kink. But I'm mildly outraged at your assumption that men are a huge talking point for me.
Wow, okay then. So I guess everything's working out nicely for you.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. I'm confrontationally educating people, and everyone knows the most effective way to teach is through aggression.
Guys, I was thinking about how we could end this book, and I came up with two viable options. One, to include a picture of me adjacent to a picture of Rosie in the accompanying PDF, asking you to circle our weakest physical attributes. Then I was told that although that's fun for the listener, it conflicts with the messaging in Chapter 6. So I've decided to incorporate a multiple choice test instead. Now don't panic. There's actually no way you can fail this test. It's more of a personality quiz based on the things you've learned. We're going to start off easy and gravitate towards slightly trickier scenarios. Don't look at anybody else's answers because you're only cheating yourself. I hope you've enjoyed Overshare as much as I've enjoyed writing 80% of it. Just kidding, Rosie's written half. Not that an unequal input would mean she's any less a contributor. You can still be called an author with a contribution of 1% or 100%. Writing is a spectrum, and it's a common misconception that co-writing is 50-50. Rosie should never be branded greedy if she were to write more. She was just born with a capacity to be both motivated and lazy, and she doesn't have to pick a side. The Rose and Rosie Personality Quiz. Check out the accompanying PDF and pick the answer that most applies to you.
Question 1. Your best friend confides in you and tells you she's bisexual. How do you react?
Do you A. tell her she's just doubled her options? B. assume it's a come-on? Or C. tell her it's now more likely she'll sleep with someone she's unknowingly related to?
Question 2. You've just come out to your parents. They reacted badly. What do you do?
Do you A. grow in your eyebrows until they join in the middle? B. replace the sugar with salt? Or C. download gay pornography onto your father's laptop and start pointing fingers?
Question 3. Your friends drop you and you're unsure of the reason. Do you
A. subtweet about loyalty? B. have an honest conversation? Or C. who cares?
Question 4. You're trying to make it on YouTube, but your channel isn't growing. Do you
A. upload Superkiss? B. date Stevie Bobby? Or C. attend YouTube conventions and pretend to care about your audience?
Question 5. A man talks down to you, assuming you won't understand. Do you
A. play dead? B. agree that women have problems understanding their native language? Or C. put him on your Insta story and make it go viral?
Question 6. You think you might be suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder. Do you
A. remain thankful you're not Carly Rae Jepsen? B. make it your brand? Or C. obsess about it and prove yourself right?
Question 7. You're not sure whether or not to have children. You should only become a parent if
A. you have a husband to rely on? B. you're willing to love them unconditionally? Or C. you're able to sell them?
Question 8. You've developed romantic feelings for your straight best friend. Do you
A. take it to your grave? B. take a leap of faith? Or C. get a job to pay for your therapy?
Question 9. You've been outed by a friend. What do you do next?
Do you A. hide in Mexico? B. comfort eat? Or C. listen to Demi Lovato?
Question 10. You're about to meet your idol. Do you
A. make sure Liam Payne fucks off? B. avoid all eye contact? Or C. try to slip them your number?
Now, tally up your answers. If you've ticked mostly A's,
you're what us professionals call a type A personality. Friends are important to you, which is why you make out with them. They're receptive, but you both know your limits. You're keen to explore your sexuality, and even though you're not into labels, you identify as super sexual, also known as bi, pan, or poly, though you're not one to use a label that already exists. You appreciate that women aren't possessions, yet you own a few. Entrepreneurial! You carefully consider how you present yourself, and your keen eye for fashion has put you on the radar for YouTube sponsorship deals. Now you're earning that coin by promoting a skin brush that doesn't work. Your foot is solidly through the door. In spite of your promiscuity, you're one to hold back when it comes to intimacy. And although you disdain her, sometimes you wish you had the fringe of Carly Rae Jepsen to hide your feelings behind.
If you've ticked mostly B's,
you're a little dense. That's okay. We live in a world where we're taught to accept people's flaws no matter what. You're a believer in true love, but only if it's financially beneficial. You're strongly attracted to people who can open doors for you, and friends describe you as a risk-taker. You're opportunistic, and some may cast you in a negative light for it, but you're laughing all the way to the bank. You're not overly liked by most, but the friends you do have are loyal and true. You regard them as Hufflepuffs and decide to abuse their good nature, and rightly so. You have few morals, but why be weighed down by a conscience when you could be making money? One thing's for sure, you're going to make an excellent parent. By selling out, you've provided a college fund for your future children and the prospect of a bright future. You're going to be a fantastic momager.
If you've ticked mostly C's...
You just don't give a fuck, do you? I like you. You're confident, smart, seductive, hot-tempered, difficult to tame, problematic, flirtatious, but deep down, you're surprisingly pure. You're rosy. Don't be alarmed, this isn't necessarily a hindrance. You may scream at nothing, but your prospects in life are huge. You see something you want, and you get it. No matter the obstacles. Whether it's maths or homelessness, your determination and inner strength always take you where you need to be. You're tenacious, and people may fear that, especially your parents who consider you their biggest regret. But you find solace in the Lovatic fandom, and you support Demi even more than her bra.
End of the book checklist. Dear listener, it is with a heavy heart that I must now inform you that we have in fact reached the end. I understand how you must be feeling, that bittersweet sensation of enlightenment at what you've heard and grief over the fact that there is no more. There may even be a tiny Rose and Rosie book-shaped hole left in your heart that nothing other than a second Rose and Rosie book could ever fill. But panic not. We care about our audience and have prepared for this exact moment. We've put together a checklist that will help you survive the end of the book. You can go through the checklist step by step in the accompanying PDF to whip you back into shape and get you ready for our next video. So here is the end of the book checklist. Number 1. Are you already experiencing Rose and Rosie come down?
If the answer's yes, listen to the book again or head over to our YouTube channel. If the answer's no, you must have misunderstood the question.
Number 2. I hate coming to the end of the book. It's like I've forgotten what life was like before it.
Understandable. Here are a few links that might help. YouTube.com/Rose and Rosie. YouTube.com/Rose and Rosie Vlogs. And YouTube.com/Let's Play Games Without Skills.
Number 3. Can you help me take my mind off the end of the book? I actually can't cope.
No problem. Remember that time Shannon and Cammy broke up? God, it was awful.
Number 4. Can't you just keep speaking?
No. We've been doing that since chapter 2 because we were told we needed more than one chapter.
Number 5. I'm beginning to feel much better now.
Good. Now to round things off, why don't we end on a guessing game? How many secrets did Rose and Rosie actually share in their aptly named book, Overshare? Have a guess. That's incorrect. But if you'd like to hear more, the best thing to do is leave a 5-star rating online, which gives us more leverage for a second book deal. Right, guys, that's it from us. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And remember, always judge a book by its cover.
Bye! You have been listening to an Orion audiobook. Overshare, Love, Laughs, Sexuality and Secrets.
Written and read by Rose Ellen Dix
and Rosie Sporton. The text is copyright 2018 by Red Raw Limited. The recording is copyright 2018 by Orion Publishing Group Limited. For information about other Orion audiobooks, visit the website at orionbooks.co.uk.
If you enjoyed listening to this audiobook, you can find out more about Rose and Rosie through their YouTube channels, Rose and Rosie and Rose and Rosie Vlogs.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.